Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting third. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Williams. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim Fuller. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Wayne Garland. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Gary Sutherland. Batting third. The DH, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The catcher, Gene Lamont. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Woody Freeman. And now, play ball. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Lamont for a passed ball. Blair moves to second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich takes first base on ball four. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blair scores. Grich moves to third. It's 1-0, Orioles. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Blair. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Sutherland goes all the way around to score. It's Orioles, 1, Tigers, 1. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a line drive into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blair takes first base on ball 4. Etchy Barron moves to second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grich hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Orioles. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Fuller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Lamont is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamont hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Garland scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lamont for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Andy Etchy Barron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etchy Barron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Etchy Barron hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sutherland hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Fuller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Ray now pitching. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuller hits a pop-up towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup hits a fly ball into right field. Fuller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. William scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. William scoops it up and throws to first, with Garland covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grich moves to third. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams strikes out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grich scores. Davis moves to third. Baylor moves to second. It's 5-1, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson is walked intentionally. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Echeverrin hits a line drive towards short. Brinkman catches it and throws to second to double up Baylor. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brinkman strikes out. Two outs. Gene Lamont is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamont is 0-for-1 in the game. Lamont hits a fly ball into right field. Fuller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuller strikes out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ray fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Blair reaches second base with a double. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Grich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blair scores. It's 6-1, Orioles. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grich. The throw from Lamont and he is safe. Grich steals second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFleur hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sutherland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. Northrup hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Orioles. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash strikes out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 2 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 3 in the game. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a line drive towards short. Bellinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Lamont is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamont is 0 for 2 in the game. Lamont takes first base on ball 4. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 3 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Blair who is chasing the ball. LaFleur reaches third base with a triple. Lamont goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3 Orioles. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Sutherland hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Blair. Sutherland reaches second base with a double. LaFleur scores. It's 6-4, Orioles. Bob Reynolds now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Grant Jackson now pitching. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Northrup hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Tigers 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Blair strikes out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and two walks. He's got four RBIs. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grich moves to third. John Hiller now pitching. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Grich scores. Davis moves to second. It's 7-4, Orioles. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 4 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Frien pinch hits for Norm Cash. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien takes first base on ball 4. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 3 in the game. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 3 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ogilvy moves to second. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a pop-up towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Sharon pinch hits for Gene Lamont. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon takes first base on ball 4. Ogilvy moves to third. Rodriguez moves to second. Ross Grimsley now pitching. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Fuller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.